This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 17th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. It says there, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials." End of quote. Few things are going around in this world, especially during this pandemic disaster time, which would cause us to get worried and even depressed. You see, death happens more often these days, and the number of hospitalizations was on the rise around the world. Many lost their jobs and faced with financial stress. Some are unable to go back to work due to pre-high-risk health conditions. Now, how can we rejoice and be happy in such a difficult time like this? Our insight says, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though you are distressed by various issues and trials." In what can we rejoice, no matter what is going around? Apostle Peter writes to the fellow believers who were scattered around the world due to persecutions, severe trials and struggles. He writes three things that makes you happy even in such situations. What are they? Number one, remember God the Father chose you to become His child. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. You are chosen and you belong to God. Secondly, you are being sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit to obey Christ Jesus because the blood of Christ sprinkled on you. You see, you are a work in progress by the Almighty God's Spirit, although you are not perfect in any measure now. Verse 2b. Thirdly, God caused you to be born again into His household and gave you a living hope for the future based on the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Verse 3b. Fourthly, God reserved an inheritance for you in heaven. This inheritance reserved for you by Him is described as imperishable, undefiled, and will never fade away. It is a sure and secure inheritance. Verse 4. Fifthly, during your pain and troubles, you are protected by the power of the Almighty God for your complete salvation in future because you placed your faith in Him. Verse 4. Complete salvation means He will resurrect you and exalt you with a glorified body shortly. Your salvation would be complete when you get the glorified and eternal body according to the promise of God. The body you live now is a temporal, physical body made out of dust. You see, it is prone to bacteria and virus attacks. It is prone to health issues. It is prone to get weaker and weaker as you get older. However, the future, permanent, glorified and eternal body you would get would be permanent and not prone to sickness, weakness, tiredness or any attacks. It will never get older and get decayed. Bible says you rejoice in these five blessings God already granted you as His child. God chose you to become His child and you belong to Him. His Holy Spirit sanctifies you with His power now. You are born into God's family by your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, who paid for your sins and shortcomings by His divine and sinless blood. God reserved an inheritance for you, which is kept safe and secure for you. God protects you today with His omnipotent power and all-sufficient grace. You will obtain the complete package of salvation soon when your weak and lowly body gets confirmed to Christ's glorified body by the exertion of God's power by which He raised Jesus from the dead and subjects all things under His control. Beloved, God knows for a little while now you are distressed by sufferings, pain and troubles. This is because we live in this cursed earth due to the original sin of our first parents and subsequent sins and rebelliousness we all committed. However, the Bible reminds the future of those who trusted in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the whole world, is going to be bright and secure, even in the uncertain and trying times like this. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, there are not many things that give us joy in these trying and difficult days. However, your word reminds, as a child of God, we can rejoice in the matters we discussed today. You chose me already and accepted me to your heavenly household. You reserved an inheritance for me in heaven. You would grant me full salvation when my mortal body would be resurrected and glorified by the same power you exerted in raising Jesus from the dead. What great blessings you gave me, Lord. I rejoice in those facts. I rejoice in this, although I am faced with various issues and trials now. I thank, praise, and worship you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.